When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Chilling confinement, the icebox murders of Houston. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place of suburban normalcy, a quiet neighborhood in the sprawling city of Houston, Texas, where, in the stifling heat of the summer of 1965, a seemingly ordinary family home became the site of a crime so bizarre, so utterly horrific, that it continues to defy all explanation, leaving behind only the chilling void of unanswered questions. This is the confounding and disturbing case of the Icebox Murders. Our story revolves around Fred and Edwina Rogers, an elderly couple in their early 70s. They lived a quiet, unassuming life in their modest home on a tree-lined street in Houston. Fred was a retired electrician, Edwina a homemaker. They were known to be somewhat reclusive, but generally harmless. Living with them was their adult son, Charles Rogers, then 43 years old. Charles was also known for his introverted nature, often unemployed or working odd jobs, spending much of his time at home. The family unit, though perhaps a bit eccentric, presented no outward signs of discord or danger. In early June 1965, neighbors began to notice something amiss. The Rogers family, who were rarely seen out and about, became completely absent. Mail piled up in their mailbox, a newspaper remained uncollected on their porch, and a faint, unsettling odor began to emanate from the house, growing stronger with each passing day. Concerned relatives, unable to reach them by phone, eventually contacted the police. On June 24, 1965, Houston police officers forced entry into the Rogers home. The interior of the house was messy, cluttered, but showed no immediate signs of a struggle or forced entry. A brief search revealed nothing out of the ordinary. The officers moved into the kitchen, drawn by the intensifying, sickly sweet odor of decay. Their gaze fell upon a large white refrigerator, a common appliance in any home. But as they neared it, the smell grew overpowering, nauseating. With a growing sense of dread, one of the officers unlatched the heavy door and pulled it open. The sight that greeted them was one of unimaginable horror, a scene that would forever haunt their memories and etch itself into the darkest corners of criminal history. Inside the refrigerator, crammed into the cold, confined space, were the dismembered bodies of Fred and Edwina Rogers. Their remains had been meticulously, grotesquely packed into the appliance, their limbs severed, their bodies contorted to fit the limited space. The discovery sent a jolt of ice through the investigators, a profound shock that transcended the usual grim realities of police work. This was a crime of an unprecedented and deeply disturbing nature. Forensic examination quickly determined that Fred and Edwina had likely been killed weeks earlier, probably in the first week of June, given the state of decomposition. Their deaths were believed to have been caused by bludgeoning or strangulation. The dismemberment, the choice of the refrigerator as a macabre tomb, and the sheer audacity of the crime spoke of a perpetrator driven by a chilling depravity and a perverse sense of control. The immediate focus of the investigation turned to the third occupant of the house, the reclusive son, Charles Rogers. He was nowhere to be found. His car was still parked in the driveway. His bedroom was undisturbed, his bed made, his personal belongings seemingly untouched. He had simply vanished, just as his parents had vanished, albeit into a different, equally terrifying void. Charles Rogers was immediately classified as the prime suspect in the grisly double murder. The police launched a massive nationwide manhunt for Charles Rogers. His description was circulated across the country, his face plastered on wanted posters and news reports. Authorities theorized that he had likely killed his parents and then fled, perhaps driven by some unknown mental break or dark family secret. But despite the extensive efforts of law enforcement agencies across the United States, Charles Rogers was never seen again. He completely dissolved into the vastness of the country, leaving no trace, no clues, no definitive answers to his whereabouts or fate. The crime scene itself presented numerous perplexing puzzles. Beyond the obvious horror of the bodies in the fridge, investigators found little else to work with. There were no signs of forced entry into the house, suggesting the killer was known to the victims. No fingerprints were found at the scene that didn't belong to the family themselves. No clear murder weapon was ever definitively identified. The motive for such a heinous act remained elusive. Was it a financial dispute? A long simmering family animosity? A sudden violent outburst from a disturbed individual? The bizarre choice to dismember the bodies and store them in the refrigerator, rather than disposing of them conventionally, hinted at a profound psychological abnormality in the perpetrator, a level of cold calculation that chilled investigators to the bone. The theories surrounding Charles Rogers' fate became as baffling as the murders themselves. The most widely accepted theory was that he was indeed the killer, and that he had somehow managed to evade capture and live out his life in hiding, perhaps under a new identity. But how could a man with no apparent resources, no known network, simply vanish so completely from the face of the earth, eluding one of the most extensive manhunts of its time? The idea that he simply slipped away and lived for decades in anonymity is almost as unsettling as the murders themselves. A more chilling, though less accepted theory posits that Charles himself might have been a third victim. Perhaps an unknown individual or individuals killed the parents and Charles, and then, for reasons unknown, dismembered Fred and Edwina, placed them in the refrigerator, and then disposed of Charles's body in a way that left no trace, staging the scene to point suspicion at the vanished son. But this raises even more questions. Who would do such a thing? And why? What motive would drive a killer to such elaborate and gruesome lengths, only to make one body disappear completely? The Icebox Murders case remains officially unsolved, a cold case that continues to haunt the annals of American crime. Charles Rogers is still listed as a wanted fugitive, a man who literally vanished after his parents were found in their refrigerator. The profound frustration for law enforcement, the enduring grief for the family, and the chilling silence of a killer who effectively disappeared without a trace underscore the deeply unsettling nature of this mystery. What truly happened in that Houston home in 1965, dear listeners? Did a reclusive son descend into madness, committing an unspeakable act of matricide and patricide, only to then perform an impossible vanishing act? Or was the entire scene a meticulously staged tableau by an unseen third party designed to frame the missing son and leave authorities forever grasping at shadows? The visceral horror of the crime scene, the profound mystery of a son's total disappearance, and the unsettling thought of a killer who melted into thin air, leaving behind only frozen terror. leaves us with a chilling legacy. And the silent question, is Charles Rogers still out there? A phantom murderer? Or did he too become another victim in the chilling confinement of a nightmare? Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.